Highlights of the week.
Welcome to the latest edition of Highlights of the Week here on Radio SI. This is Lidia Petković and I will be your host for the next few minutes.
Highlights of the Week.
Early this week, we learned of 3 5-month-old bear cubs being run over on the highway between Ljubljana and Maribor. Hunters immediately warned that the mother bear might still be in the area and that it was most probably dangerous and unpredictable, so they advised against walks in nature for at least a few more days. Peter Terglau of the Celje Forestry Society added that dogs should be put on leashes.
Pozivamo da se v tem območju pretirano ne sprehaja nekaj dni, vsekakor pa treba imeti pse na povodcih.
The next day, the mother was run over by a car, too, in the same spot as her cubs. This was the first time that bears have been run over in their area. Despite a bear migratory path going past there, no overpass was said to be built for animal crossings.
Highlights of the week.
Over in the U.S., President Donald Trump's son has hit back at U.S. media reports of his meeting with a Russian lawyer who said she had damaging material about Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump Jr. denied issuing inconsistent statements about last year's meeting. He said that his meeting with the Kremlin-connected lawyer was the extent of his formal contact with Russia officials and associates.
Again, this is before the Russia mania. This is before they were building it up in the press. For me, this was opposition research.
On Thursday, President Trump defended his son's meeting with a Russian lawyer during a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron.
Highlights of the week.
Back to Slovenia, Prime Minister Miro Cerar and his Croatian counterpart Andrej Plenković remained on opposite banks after their first meeting following the border arbitration ruling in Ljubljana. Cerar insisted on the implementation of the ruling, while Plenković reiterated his position that the ruling was not binding on his country. Cerar said that, quote, exercising jurisdiction in line with the arbitration ruling was the best guarantee for avoiding tension or provoking incidents, end of quote.
Izvajanje jurisdikcije obeh držav v skladu z arbitražno razsodbo je kar najboljše zagotovilo za to, da se izognemo vsakim napetostim ali pa izzivanjem določenih incidentom.
Plenković added that Croatia was ready for dialogue with Slovenia on all open issues.
Highlights of the week.
Midweek, lawmakers in Malta, a predominantly Roman Catholic country, voted to legalize same-sex marriage. The country joined much of Western Europe by replacing the traditional "you are now husband and wife" declaration in civil ceremonies with "you are now spouses," Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat.
I think it's a historic vote. It shows that our democracy and our society is maturing, has reached an unprecedented level of maturity, and it's a society where we can all say we're equal.
Only one lawmaker out of 67 in the Maltese parliament voted against the law, signaling its broad support on the island nation despite opposition from the Catholic Church.
Highlights of the week.
Then Britain took an important step towards Brexit. The country published legislation to cut political, financial, and legal ties with the European Union. The move ends 40 years of EU lawmaking in the country. The government announced that Britain would quit nuclear body Euratom and leave to jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice. Meanwhile, the European chief negotiator for Brexit, Michel Barnier, urged the UK to send Brussels its negotiating position on key issues.
My aim is to make good progress next week and at our next session in August on all issues. We cannot remain idle as the clock is ticking.
The second round of formal Brexit talks with his British counterpart, David Davis, is due to start on Monday.
Highlights of the week. Top story.
On Thursday, Liu Xiaobo, the renegade Chinese intellectual who kept vigil on Tiananmen Square in 1989 to protect protesters from encroaching soldiers, died, aged 61. One of China's most famous dissidents promoted a pro-democracy charter that brought him an 11-year prison sentence and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize of 2010 while locked away. The Chinese government revealed Mr. Liu had liver cancer in late June, only after it was virtually beyond treatment. Officially, he gained medical parole. But even as he faced death, he was kept silenced and under guard in a hospital, still a captive of the authoritarian controls that he had fought for decades. In his final days, Western countries repeatedly urged China to give Mr. Liu permission to seek palliative treatment elsewhere, which Beijing refused. Chinese medical experts insisted he was too ill to travel, although Western doctors who examined him disagreed. Following Mr. Liu's death, international criticism of the Chinese government started mounting. China has rejected criticism for not allowing Mr. Liu to be treated abroad. Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi mourning the passing of Mr. Liu.
The world grieves the loss of one of the great moral voices of our time. We had hoped that the Chinese, they mistreated him in prison, contributed to his illness. We would hope that they would allow him to leave the country to receive a medical care. They did not. It's a sad day.
Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei.
Of course, we all have expecting this moment to come. And this is a very difficult moment for Chinese human rights defenders, for people who always want China to become a better society, made effort, made a sacrifice. And Liu Xiaobo is the one who always will be remembered.
Amid the controversy, attention is shifting to Mr. Liu's wife, with mounting concern for her mental health. Liu Xia, a poetess, is said to be suffering from depression after spending years under house arrest and heavy surveillance. Germany, UK, France, the United States, and Taiwan have called on China to allow her to leave the country if she wishes. This is it. Join us again next week, same place, same time, for the next edition of Highlights of the Week. I'm Lidia Petković. Thanks for tuning in.
Highlights of the Week.